At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I think that the Jets offseason has been awesome. I think it's been superb. I don't know who they're going to draft. I've got thoughts on that. We'll do a couple of the draft shows. Draft is about 3.5 weeks away. Can't wait. Jets have the 7th pick. I am encouraged by the fact that, at least for now, their quarterback situation is a little settled, at least with Fields for a year, maybe two. They don't, or they can, I should say. The Jets can operate with a free mind, whereas, you know, just to contrast that to the Giants right now, like if you're Dable and Chain, he's sitting there saying, Jace, I mean, all right, we got Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, but, you know, I mean, how long is our leash here? There were a lot of people calling me up saying that they should have been fired a year ago. And with all due respect, I would not have brought them back. I would have made a move myself. So they are doing things right now, and they are not operating, I don't think, freely. They are operating for self-preservation. They're not thinking about, you know, stocking draft picks for 2 years from now, because if they do, they won't be around to cash them in. So I think that the Jets organization, they're getting younger. They're getting more buttoned up. They're getting more fiscally responsible. They are staying away, thankfully, to the stupid splashes that get you nowhere except a click and a segment on the radio that leads to no wins. They are doing things, I think, in a manner that is much more representative of a franchise that is moving in the right direction. So I feel good about all this, and I don't even want to drop a butt on you here, but I have to. The only butt is, okay, the only butt is, like Dolan, let's say the Knicks lose in round two this year, and which is what I think they'll do. I think there's a chance they could lose in round one with the wrong matchup, but they'll probably get to round two and lose to the Cavs, and if they get there, eventually lose to the Celtics. Like, if the Knicks had a rough start next year, and then Dolan did something that some perceive as rash or and irrational and a little bit too early, quick trigger, well, then maybe we can make the case that maybe he's getting unsteady and reverting back to what bothered us about him for so long. That could happen to Woody. But I think right now, Woody's taking on a largely anonymous existence. And he's, hey, listen, yo, let that band play the music loud. We're in the corner. We're in the cut. and we're trying to figure our stuff out. And it has been so long since the Jets have had an offseason like this. They've had, now it hasn't always been like the Rodgers stuff. I'm talking about the last 10 years, last 14 years, right? Playoff drought. But this is the first time where they've had some talent, and they still have talent. What a surprise. You know, the Jets have talent. Stop me when you heard that before, last couple of years. They do. Not as much as we thought, but they've got some real high-level, first-rate players, all right? And they haven't had talent and had a low profile. I can't remember. Because the last time they had talent before this, all right, you want to tell me Todd Bowles' first year when they won 10 games, but that was a one-off. They lost up in Buffalo. You'd have to go back to Rex's run early, where the Jets had a lot of talent. And they went to back-to-back AFC championship games, but they weren't operating in the stealth, responsible manner. It was all bluster. It was, and they backed it up with some wins, which was good, but it was a lot of noise and a lot of showboating and a lot of woofing. Aaron Glenn's not playing that. Now, he might woof when that door is shut, and he's gonna be on, guys. Old school. I love it. Same with Muji. Old school. And this is why you clean house. And I can't prove this, but I wouldn't be surprised if you talk about the optional buyouts. Was that a Woody initiative? It might have been. It very well may have been. And again, it is generous. I want to reiterate that. But if you're Muji, or even Glenn coming from Detroit, but more Muji as an executive, he may have come in here and said, we have how many people on the payroll? Why? For what? We had 119 with Denver, which is, at that point, about 80 more than what actually 130 more than the Jets have, roughly. I think I did that math quick. I think I did it right, but you know what I mean. So maybe the impetus came from, and that little shove toward Woody came from Muji. Maybe it came from Woody. It doesn't matter. If you're going to take anything away from this pod, and I know that there are podcasts that are, much more, a lot more juice and more excitement in terms of like this unkillable pod. Like when the Jets get smoked on a Sunday and I fire this thing up, it's whatever's in my sights going to get absolutely bludgeoned to death. And while it stinks losing, it's cathartic. And I'm sure on some level, watching me be a lunatic is entertaining. And delivering that while it stinks losing, I don't want to say it's fun, but it is a little cathartic. And the stuff that goes into presenting interesting content, I enjoy that, right? I also enjoy talking about, when schedules come out, seven primetime games. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, this. There's juice there. There's pizzazz. There's something there. But if it doesn't lead anywhere, what's the point? So I don't know about you, but you can only, I can only get beaten down so many times. I'm not taking the bait anymore. None of these bold proclamations. Jets going to do this. Jets going to do that. Because usually the Jets just jet. But I'm also not going to say that. Because this is the first time in a long time that they really seem to be operating differently. I'm going to let it breathe. I'm going to give it room to live. Even if there's a little misstep and a little malfunction, I'm not going to pounce on them and say, you see, they couldn't sustain it. I'm going to let this go on for a little bit. Because this is encouraging. And I think that you should be encouraged as well. All right. So, Ev, before I get out of here,
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yep.
Ev, he is not beaten down. He is resilient like all of us. Younger, so he hasn't gotten his face kicked in as much as we have.
There you go.
Ed, you've consumed this entire Jets offseason. You feeling what I'm saying? And if not, let me know. Are you with me or no on this?
No, I'm definitely with you because I feel like so many times, especially with the Mets and the other side, but definitely just in general, it feels like every time you win the offseason, you almost set yourself up for failure a little bit because you get so hyped going into it that anything's a disappointment. So I'm actually, one, I'm a fan of the way they're operating, just being super stealth, because I feel like as much as it might not be as fun to maybe track along with because you don't know what the hell's going on at any point.
Yeah.
I definitely do feel like it's the better way to go about it. And it's always about, like, it's fun to talk about stuff in the offseason when you're winning the offseason and you're getting on all these rankings that all these people make up. But I think at the end of the day, all you got to do is win the season. And I think that's what they're setting themselves up to do because, you know, Glenn really seems like the hard ass you kind of need. Like these reporters are asking him questions and he's like, hey, have you seen Tanner Eggstrand's resume from 20 years ago? He knows what he's doing with this spot. So
he's shutting them down fast. Harry Glenn ain't playing, man. I love it.
Yeah, so I think everything they've done this offseason has been awesome. And I agree 100% on the Woody stuff where it's like, I think he's finally getting the message where it's like, even though out in the public he was saying to, I think it was somebody on SNY, he was saying like, hey, that report didn't affect me and I think it was bogus. But I think internally, especially in-house and even in his own brain, he was like, yeah, I gotta start getting things back on track here because I'm losing it.
I'm going to leave you with this. I like the way you lay that out. I'm going to leave you guys with one more thing here, right? So if you play golf, by the way, do you play golf at all or no? You a golfer?
No, I'm not good at it.
Neither am I. But I have tortured myself for a long time. I wouldn't call myself a golfer. I would call myself more somebody who has played a lot of golf, loves the game. Passion exceeds my execution. I know the game. But man, it's hard. It beats me up. And there's good, and then there's hacks like me. And I'm able to differentiate quickly. But the analogy would be this, and I hope that this doesn't happen with Woody. And this is how I'm going to end it here, okay? I would say that if you're a golfer and you're working on whether it's a flop shot, okay, which, as you guys know, if you play, is probably, I'm not talking about cut shots. I can't do the stingers like with Tiger Woods. I can't do that. But like a flop shot, your green side, and say you're at the range or your country club and you're practicing and no one's around, whatever. Even if it's practice, right? You open up that club face. That's very intimidating. The green's 10 yards in front of you and the propensity to skull a ball is very high if you're a higher handicap like me. But when you're free and you loose, you're like, oh, wow. Okay. Well, wow. Look at that. That went right up just the way I've been practicing. And you get a little repetition, a little zone. And you do it, you know, 6 out of 10 times. Like, okay, hey, I can't wait till this presents itself for the first time during my round. And then maybe you get to the third hole, right? And now you're not on the range, or you're not in your backyard, or you're not in your basement on a carpet with a wiffle ball practicing this. You're playing with your buddies, little mullet, you know, like a little Nassau going, or just pride, whatever, or you think you're going to shoot a good score that day. Now it's the third or fourth hole. You're 9 yards off the green. You got to go over a bunker. You're short-sighted. Hey, I've been practicing this shot. Okay, I feel good. Let me whip out the old flop shot. And then you scull it out of bounds, dropping another ball, taking the penalty. You walk off. You get eight or nine. And that's happened to me. And I say to myself, what changed? What changed from when my body and my mind was loose and free and I was doing it and I felt good and like, why did I suddenly go from that where it felt fairly natural to the first time I try to do it, whether it's in front of my buddies or people you don't know, or just a personal score, whatever. And you are so woefully short of being acceptable with that shot. I'll tell you why. Pressure, tension. You overthink it. You're not thinking about it. If you're smoking a cigar at 7 o'clock on a week night at your country club and the sun's going down, you got your music going, you don't have a care in the world. But if you're playing a little match and you want to win the hole and it's a two-hole carryover, even though it's not the Masters, you compartmentalize things differently. And I think if you play golf, I know you can relate to that kind of, and it could be any shot. It could be a, you know, something from, it could be something off the tee that you're trying. That's just something that I've worked with that never works when I wanted to. Anyway, I say that because I just hope that that doesn't happen to Woody. Right now, there's no pressure. Right now, Woody's got a cigar and he's at the range. Nice July night, you know, a little breeze. So you're not dying out there from the humidity. Beautiful sunset, you know, got the music. Well, week one, well, really the draft and all the other, you know, that's when you're actually in the middle of your round. So it's easy for him to change now and incorporate new things now. Will he be able to do it the first time he starts feeling heat? And that's the ultimate barometer. Dolan has changed. I don't think it's impossible for people to change. I don't. I think you've got to hire people that are smart. You've got to empower them. You've got to let them do their job. You've got to trust their instincts. And you've got to let them do what you're paying them to do. And I don't think he's done that at all so far. It's my hope. I'm not going to say my belief. It's my hope that this is the first step of him learning how to do that. And if that's true, you know what? Then you move it in the right direction.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.